Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruscott, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, what to do when your friend's pregnancy gives you conflicting feelings? Dear Viv, exactly a month ago, my boyfriend of 2 years and I drove to our local abortion clinic and had a medical abortion. The experience was traumatic, much worse than any nurse or doctor told me. It was a decision that took a week to decide. My boyfriend and I are off travelling in September, and although we could have easily kept the baby, we still knew we had much more to experience together before children became the forefront of our relationship. Once the pain was over, I knew it was the right thing to do. I had control of my body again. I felt like me. Of course, I've had down moments. What could have been is a question that sometimes creeps up on me, but there have been many more ups. Now, my best friend of 10 years has fallen pregnant, and when she first told me, I cannot explain how happy I was for her. Yet now, as the days go on, I keep feeling more sad and angry. That what could have been question is becoming more apparent, and I can't help but feel I made the wrong decision. I never realised how hard it would be, or how upset I would feel when one of my best friends would get pregnant. Am I normal for feeling this way? Will it pass? I want to be there for my friend so much, but any time she brings up anything baby, I cry. I think that could have been me. We could have experienced this together. Or I get angry. How can she not realise this is upsetting me? I'm a whirlwind of emotions and I just need some advice. If you do choose to pick this letter, please could I be kept anonymous? I know you probably do that anyway. Thank you for reading. Hello, Anonymous. Yes, of course we have kept you anonymous, as we do in all Dear Viv letters, whether people ask to be anonymous or not. God bless you, and thank you for writing in. What a difficult time you've gone through. I'm so sorry. I'm glad, though, that you wrote in, as this is the flip side to a letter we frequently receive on Dear Viv. Should I have a termination or not? I've answered this in several episodes. The answer I give is always that only you can know the answer to that, but that you must trust yourself enough to know that you will be resilient enough to cope with the outcome. And here you are, being resilient and coping with the outcome. But yes, it is painful, and there are a lot of difficult emotions. They can hit you when you least expect it, even when you think you're over it, and even if it was, in inverted commas, the right thing to do. Of course, despite your best intentions, you're getting a reaction to your friend's pregnancy. This is only natural and normal. I can't reassure you of that enough. I don't think anyone takes the decision to have a termination lightly, and I don't think anyone experiences it in quite the same way. This is an extremely individual experience, which is the reason why I am, by the way, vehemently pro-choice. This must always be a decision that is left to the individual and is none of anyone else's business. The only solution here, I'm afraid, is brutal. I wish I could, you know, wave a magic wand to make this easier for you. But in order to get over these emotions, you are going to have to go through them. There is no getting around them. So don't second guess yourself. Don't tell yourself how you should be feeling. Don't tell yourself that you should be over this. Don't be thinking, but what we did was the right thing, so why do I feel this way? Don't question the emotions, just let them come. Don't judge yourself for being angry with your friends, although just bear in mind that you need to be careful not to take any of this out on anyone else. But it's only natural that you have feelings of regret, of envy, of sadness, of thinking about what might have been. That is all okay. It doesn't mean anything is wrong. It just means that your heart is functioning correctly and you are a human being. Life is often really difficult and we take a while to adjust to things. Allow yourself time to process all this. You mentioned at the beginning of your letter that the procedure itself was traumatic, and I wonder if this in itself is causing you difficulties. Would it help for you to talk to someone about that, maybe a professional? This could be a time to think about counselling, even if it was only a one-off session. Go to welldoing.org for suggestions of therapists. Maybe it would really help you to share with a dispassionate but compassionate witness, which is what a therapist or counsellor is, exactly what you went through on that day, so that you can start to lay that experience to rest. It's sad that we don't really have much of a way of talking about these things with other women, because I'm sure that you would find many other women who have been through the same thing as you and have experienced similar feelings of loss, confusion, and regret afterwards. I'll repeat it because I think it's so important to say, I really don't think it means that you did the wrong thing. Life is long and we never know what it holds. I'm sure that when you want to be a mother and it's the right time for you, you will have a baby who is very much wanted. Don't be impatient for that moment. It will come when the time is right. This time, it wasn't the right time. It doesn't mean that isn't painful or that you don't have to be brave to find the resilience to get through this. If this idea resonates with you even slightly, I wonder if you can think about the positives of this experience. This has connected you with your feelings in a way that is perhaps surprising or frightening, but ultimately that's a really important thing. When you're in touch with how you feel about something, even when it makes you feel very conflicted and it's hard to bear, well, that is a fantastic survival skill for life and one worth cultivating. It sounds as if before you were trying hard to control your emotions, to shut yourself down, to look on the bright side, to only focus on what you wanted to focus on. Well, unfortunately, real life and real emotions have a knack of getting in the way of all that and showing us that things are not as easy as we might like them to be. But that doesn't mean that those emotions have to break us. Very often, they make us much, much stronger. What really matters is to not judge those feelings and make room for them. Give yourself that chance. Stop expecting to feel how you want to feel and start just feeling however you do feel. I'll be thinking of you. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com or tweet us at @thepooluk.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon. And sign in to thepool.com, where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope to see you there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.